Watcher, it's Mike Wynn, and it's this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. We're going to start with a drummer, but he's playing the piano here. Yes, given that Clark Tracy's father, Stan, was a world-class pianist, so it shouldn't be a surprise to us to discover that Clark is an excellent pianist himself. But I have to say, I've never heard him playing anything but drums before, ever. That was Ellington's gorgeous Melancholia, arranged by Clark and recorded December 2000 at RG Studios in Kent. I'm going to see Clark live next week. Clark plays drums on all the other tracks on this Lynn CD called Stability. I say all, that's not totally true, as there's one song on which he doesn't play anything. Here's something that was released in 2009. It's the 50th anniversary 2 CD, 1 DVD set of that famous Time Out LP. And here's a song from it. Thank you. Probably the LP that introduced more people of a certain age to jazz than any other. Time Out included Paul Desmond's famous Take Five and Dave Brubeck's equally brilliant Blue Rondo à la Turk. Having said that, we've just heard Brubeck's compo Kathy's Waltz, dedicated to his daughter Kathy. Kathy with a C. Columbia Records misspelt it with a K. And so it stayed. I'm absolutely sure you know the classic quartet lineup. But anyway, here it is. Dave Brubeck, piano, Paul Desmond, alto, Eugene Wright, bass, Joe Morello, drums. Desmond used to say he wanted his alto to sound like a dry martini. And here's a new name for the show, singer Allegra Levy.
Thank you.
Firstly, my thanks to a chum and regular listener in New York for introducing me, and therefore indirectly you, to a new name singer, Allegra Levy. She's not brand new, as her debut album was back in 2014. This Steeplechase CD, entitled Cities Between Us, was recorded in Feb 2016. She's still in her 20s, but wrote most of the songs on this album. Having just said that, I chose her interpretation of the Dexter Gordon compo Soy Khalifa. Kirk Nufka cornet, Stephen Riley tenor, Carmen Staff piano, and all three of those are still youngsters, plus two veterans, Jay Anderson bass, Billy Drummond drums. Talking of veterans, here's Pee Wee Russell.
Thank you.
Clarinetist Charles Ellsworth Pee-wee Russell makes us think of Dixieland and early jazz. He took up the clarinet in the early 20s and played with the likes of Jack Teagarden, Bix Beiderbecke and Red Nichols. Then in the 30s and early 40s, frequently with Eddie Condon. So we'd be right to categorise him as both early and Dixieland. But I must say he did move with the times too. He appeared with Thelonious Monk at Newport in 63, and this gatefold Impulse LP features him with a star-studded big band. Called, for this one occasion, the Oliver Nelson Orchestra. These are all Nelson arrangements. That song was Jada, written in 1918 by Bob Carlton, and it's become something of a jazz standard. You may also remember it was a pop hit for Johnny and the Hurricanes. There are two separate bands on this Feb 67 New York recording. It was a two-day session with largely different personnel on the two different days. Our band, if I can call it that, included the likes of Joe Wilder, Clark Terry, Irby Green, Frank West, Hank Jones, and out in front, 61-year-old Pee-wee Russell. This was one of his last recordings. He died literally 2 years later to the day after this recording session. He died 15th of Feb, 69. I called him a veteran. He was still only 63 when he died, but for some reason, he always appeared a veteran. This LP is called Spirit of 67. This next song is dedicated to the great bassist Scott LaFaro. Bassist Scott LaFaro died in July 61. The specific jazz LP was recorded in April 62 in Hollywood, California. The leader is pianist Claire Fisher, and it's his first album as a leader. Indeed, the LP has the title First Time Out. Claire Fisher's career has included some marvellous piano playing, recording, arranging, songwriting, and he's influenced many more jazz musicians than his relatively low profile would suggest. Herbie Hancock, as an example, has often said that, quote, "I wouldn't be me without Claire Fisher," unquote. Fisher was nominated for 11 Grammys in his lifetime. He died in 2012. Gary Peacock was on bass, Gene Stone drums. Even though we've already featured something from Clark Terry, it's Ellingtonian time, and this week we get two for the same price. Yeah, 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 yeah. I've only just come across this truly magnificent LP. Oddly, it's on the Music Minus One label, which specialises in teaching. It's usually a full lineup of musos minus the leader, and you take the role of the minus one and play along with the pros. Anyway, that's a complete diversion. This MMO LP is called Oliver, and it's one of the very rare occasions when all of Lionel Bart's great musical is treated to a jazz interpretation. It's the Bob Durra Quartet. Durra on piano, Al Shackman on guitar, Ben Tucker bass and Bobby Thomas drums, plus two very important guests, and both glorious Ellingtonians. Clark Terry, trumpet yet again, and Tyrie Glenn, trombone. We've just heard It's a Fine Life, and that featured our two Ellingtonians perfectly. I love this LP. Love this LP so much, here's another track from it. Mm-hmm. One of the more dramatic songs from Oliver, As Long As He Needs Me, just Terry Glenn and the Bob Dara Quartet, recorded New York in 63. Terry Glenn was in the Ellington Band 47 to 51. Thereafter, he led his own small groups and did more studio work and even acted. He then had a three-year stint with Louis Armstrong's All Stars, 65 to 68. He died in May 74. He was only 61. Ellington also died that same month, as did tenor man Paul Gonzalez. And at one time, all three of these great band members were together again at The Undertakers. We mentioned guitarist Eddie Condon earlier, so let's have a rare Dixieland track on the show. It's a medley of four songs. Thank you. This Dot LP is called Dixieland Dance Party and was recorded in New York, June 58. Those four songs were Copenhagen, Riverboat Shuffle, Sugarfoot Stomp and Fidgety Feet. And even if Dixieland isn't really our thing on The Real Enjoyment, we can but marvel at the musicianship there. Eddie Condon on guitar, and he's the leader, obviously. He started in the early 20s on ukulele, then the banjo, before settling on the guitar. Rex Stewart, another great Ellingtonian, cornet. Billy Butterfield and Dick Carey, trumpets. Cutty Cutshall on trombone. Herbie Hall and Peanuts Hucko, clarinets. Bud Freeman, tenor. Gene Schroeder, piano. Leonard Gaskin, bass. And George Wetling, drums. Pianist John Wood is next. Crackly old LP, though.
Thank you.
John Wood is a relatively little-known jazz pianist, even though he's released some 15 albums as a leader. By the way, his father, Randy, founded Dot Records. That Eddie Condon track we've just heard was on Dot, if you remember. That was Say Hey, the title song of this 1978 LA-recorded album, on Los Angeles Phonograph Records. Dot Records was in the process of closing down at the time, although it sprang back to life in 2014. David White was on electric bass, and he and John Wood wrote Say Hey, plus Doug Altman drums. A contrast, and it's stardust. That was Wilbert Prysock, known as Red Prysock. Red must be the most popular nickname in all of jazz. This Red was heavily influenced by Coleman Hawkins, but then went more to the R&B side of the fence. This Mercury LP, Swing Softly Red, recorded New York in 58, has a substantial cast of very, very good jazz musos, including yet another Ellingtonian. This time it's trumpeter Taft Jordan. Red's brother Arthur Prysock was a jazz singer, and the two recorded together in the 60s. Another vocal. How far can you see on a clear day? Well, miles and miles, it seems.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see just who you are. such clear day. How it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You will hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. And on that clear day, on that clear day, you will see forever and evermore. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You will hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. And on that clear day, on that clear day, you will see forever and ever and ever and ever.
Barbara Streisand starred in the film version of On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever, and she produced the definitive version of this great song, written by Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner. We heard Irene Krall live at the ABC Hall in Tokyo, July 77, backed by Alan Broadbent piano, local muso Kuni Mitsu, Inaba bass and Donald Bailey drums. It's on the Japanese Trio label. Short and sweet, most certainly. Here's Benny Golson yet again.
Thank you.
Another Japanese label LP, this time Eastworld, and it's the Jazz Tet. The LP is called Voices All. The Jazz Tet, as you'll no doubt remember, was formed in 59 by tenor man Benny Golson and trumpeter Art Farmer. And here in April 82, at Sunny's Roppongi studio in Tokyo, the two co-leaders are rejoined by their original lineup trombonist Curtis Fuller. Cedar Walton is on piano, and he was also an early alumni. Buster Williams bass and Albert Tutti Heath drums. We heard the Benny Golson compo, Park Avenue Petite. It's our very last number, I'm afraid. This Odeon LP has a very neat label stuck over the date and location of the recording, saying, in fact correcting, it was recorded in Malmö in Sweden, not Copenhagen in Denmark. The song is Lee Konitz's Sound Lee. This was an April 66 Swedish radio broadcast. Swedish altoist Rolf Billberg is the leader. Sadly, he died 4 months after this recording date. I've been mentioning death rather too much this week. Alan Baczynski is on flugelhorn, Ola Molin guitar, who else but Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen bass, and Rune Carlson drums. We'll struggle to fit all of this in, but we'll try. Thank you. always, huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynne, on this carefully controlled gallop along the shelves of my record collection. And I hope you'll be back next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care, be well.